talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say yet again how happy I am that Devil Radio has developed an app that can be downloaded right now from the Google Store, Apple Store, from our website. You can carry the app on your phone and you access Devil Radio 24/7 anytime you want for your favorite shows. Okay, a lot happened yesterday. Lots happening right now. Let's start with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, Congresswoman from Wyoming, has a lot of integrity, stood up to Trump, stood up to Trump's lies. The irony is she voted with Trump something like, 70% of the time, 80% of the time, much more than most of the other Republicans, much more than Elise Stefanik, who's supposedly going to replace her, voted with Trump about 30-some-odd% of the time. So it wasn't, she's a conservative. She was not blasting Trump on policy. What she was blasting him on was lying about November 3rd, undercutting our election, undercutting our democracy. Kevin McCarthy has one ambition. He has one objective, and that is to be Speaker of the House. So in 2022, in the next round of elections, historically, the incumbent presidential party loses some seats. He's hoping they lose enough, we lose enough to worm the Republicans into the majority, and he would become Speaker. That's all he wants. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about the good of the United States. He doesn't care about our democracy. So he initially defended Liz Cheney. Several months ago, he'd say, well, I don't agree with her, but it's a big tent, blah, blah, blah. And there was a vote on her, and he supported her. She stayed in as the number three in the leadership of the Republican caucus. But since then, the polls have shown that Trump is more popular than people had first given him credit for. He doesn't have majority support. But he seems to have a solid core that if it voted in tandem based on things he said or endorsements he made, it would certainly turn a Republican primary. And they're all deathly afraid. And so they all kowtow to Trump. They're servile to him. They knuckle under to him. Originally, this vote on Liz Cheney was supposed to have been by secret ballot. In other words, in the Republican caucus, there are approximately, 200, 203 members in the House who are Republicans. They'd all sit around, they'd fill out a ballot, they'd check it one way or the other, and nobody would ever know who voted for whom, although they'd know the numbers. Kevin McCarthy was afraid that Liz Cheney would get more votes than he would be comfortable with. He was afraid that, he thought he had the votes lined up to get rid of her. The Freedom Caucus, the right-wing nuts, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Lauren Boberts, Gomer, Gossert, Gates, Mo Brooks, Gymnasium Jim, G.Y.M. Jordan, Nunez, all these people. There's enough of these characters that he could do the job. But what if it was a close vote? What if it was something like a 110 to 90, that kind of thing? And so the weaselly little chicken, you know what he did? He said, we're going to do a voice vote. Not only will you not go on record, but there's going to be no numbers attached to it. So he put it to a voice vote. And one of the characteristics of a voice vote, one of the procedures on a voice vote, is that no matter what it does, you could have a whisper, yes, and then a roar of no. The speaker wants it to go one way. He'll say the ayes have it. the corrective for that in a voice vote. And mind you, the Republican caucus can use any procedure they want, but in the House itself, and this is a procedure they mimicked, five people have to get up and say, I want a roll call vote. If five Republicans had gone up in that caucus and said that, there would have been a roll call vote, and then people would have had a gun on the record. And in a lot of districts, that would have killed them. Because in Wisconsin, for instance, a guy like Gallagher up in Green Bay, if he voted to get rid of Liz Cheney, that would go over very poorly. Very, very poorly. And the first congressional district was Style. It was gerrymandered to be slightly Republican, but Les Aspin, my friend, he passed away many years ago, great congressman, once represented that district, although not in his present gerrymandered form. And so that district, theoretically, if it got ticked off enough, could go Democratic. So what McCarthy does is, ayes, and you hear, well, nays. Nobody said nay, because that you could pick up on a directional mic and know who did it. Because the ayes have it. They can all go back to their districts and say, I didn't like it. It was wrong. I mean, how stupid are people? Really? I mean, do you fall for this? And you go, hey, Jack, why didn't you get up on your hind legs and say, I want a roll call vote? Why did you not get up on your hind legs and say, I want a roll call vote? But they didn't do it. Now, so she's out. Elise Stefanik of New York, the 21st Congressional District of New York, the northern part of the state, the rural part of the state up near the Canadian border, is the favorite, certainly of Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, the number two, and other movers and shakers in the Republican Party to take her place. They're not overly subtle about it. Or, you know, we want a woman, they said. We want a woman. Because, what, Liz Cheney's a woman, so they need a woman. They think that does it. Are you kidding me? Okay, they want a woman, and they want somebody who is servile to Trump. Stefanik, early on, had opposed Trump back in 2016, but now she's servile, says there was fraud on November 3rd, so she checks that box, and they don't care what else she checks. They do not care what else she checks. There will be a forum later today, maybe this evening, of other Republicans who want to vote. Who want to vote for somebody other than her because they think she's not conservative enough. So they'll get up there. It'll be a sad, pitiful forum. You know, one will get up and say, she'll say, I am obedient to Trump and I stand with Trump. And another guy, if he runs against her, will go, I'm obedient to Trump. She is insufficiently obedient to Trump. And one time she did something. And so that's bad. I mean, that's the level of intellectual discourse in the Republican Party. And then what will happen is the vote is tomorrow. Kevin McCarthy has whipped it. What do I mean by whipped it? They have whips. I mean, it's a metaphor. It's a sad metaphor, but they appoint people who are loyal to the minority leader to roam around and calls up 5-10 congressmen. And they say, Eddie, are you going to do the right thing and vote this way? And Eddie goes, I don't know. And they go, Eddie, do you like your present position on the XYZ committee? You like that quite a bit, Eddie? I want to see your vote, Eddie. You catch my drift? You catch my drift? So this goes on, and according to insiders around Kevin McCarthy, he thinks he has whipped enough votes. We'll see. What would be very funny is on Friday, if she was opposed by somebody, and we're going to talk about some of that later in the show, and lost. And some truly right-wing apparatchik got in there who would foul up whatever pitiful message they have for the next year and a half and hurt them in 2022. That's what they're worried about. The business community and others who still want Republicans in there are going, yeah, you did the wrong thing getting rid of Liz Cheney. We liked her quite a bit. We like her quite a bit. But do not put in a nut. I mean, the bar is low. The bar is extremely low, but do not put in a nut. Liz Cheney was magnificent. She didn't grovel around. She didn't try to lobby for votes. She didn't call people. She gave a speech. They let her give a speech to the caucus. They met in an auditorium. It was a closed door meeting. Press couldn't get in. You couldn't get in. I couldn't get in. Not that I'd want to get in. And she gave a speech. And all but one of the Republicans left. They disrespected her. They disrespected her. She then gave a speech after the vote. She's out walking. They set up a microphone, a lot of press around. And, you know, she says, "Hey, do you feel betrayed? Do you feel whatever, whatever, whatever?" She handled it great. It was a defiant speech. It had a lot of character and a lot of poise. And what she said was flat out taking on Trump. She said, "We are not going to let Donald Trump drag us backward." When she said that on the floor of the House, when the Republicans were there with the Democrats, there were boos. Republicans booed her. They booed her. Well, in this case, she said, I will do everything in my power not to let Trump even near the White House ever again. Magnificent. We're going to a break, but I'll tell you what, look out for Liz Cheney. A lot of character, a lot of ability, and she's doing the right thing. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.